us pray.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbàdúrà.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again, O Lord our God, for our gathering together in your house for this last service of the day. Thank you very much for the blessings you have been showering upon our souls right from the Sunday school program and the main service this morning. The great deliverance you have brought in the lives of your people, needs that you have met. Oh Lord, our God, thank you very much, O Lord, for lifting up the faith of your people in another dimension. We commit this last service into your almighty hands. We pray that you take absolute control.
Amen.
One more time, Lord, will you condition our heart, Lord Jesus, that this just 1 hour period, O Lord, we will receive something from you, Lord. May our cup be full and overflowing.
Amen.
Let it be, Heavenly Father. Just, O Lord, help us, our Father, and Lord, you will give us the right discernment of ourselves and of your word that's going forth. Let him meet the need of the hour.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Thank you.
Be with those who have traveled, O Lord, and those in their homes, O Lord, for one reason or the other, because of ill health, as they listen online, may the Holy Spirit minister to them.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, be with our pastor, O Lord, as we have the last service this evening over there in Local Jadot. Help him, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the song service. We appreciate you, Lord. Help the interpreter with me. Take absolute control of the atmosphere. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's rise up on our feet. We thank the Lord for his blessings thus far since we came here this morning. May God help us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are going to read Romans chapter 4. Last, by the grace of God, we hope to finish this sermon this afternoon. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, calleth those things which be not as they were, as though they were. May the Lord bless his word this evening, this afternoon to our hands. Shall we please be seated? God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Title of our sermon, Abraham's seed. Thank you,
brother.
Abraham's seed.
Abraham.
Let's say the name of the Lord. We just try to give a little exhortation on Wednesday.
Abere, lati rawa soke,
when the word of God is personally revealed to you to be truth and reality. Then, anything that is contrary to the promise of God, we call it a lie. Just like Joah said, my symptom is a lying vanity. Just like our father Abraham was fully persuaded that whatever God has spoken, God is able to bring it to come to pass. Abraham said, paragraph G of paragraph 36. 36G says, when a man takes God at his word, you are going to get it. I don't care what takes place. God said so. That settles it forever. God says so. That's all of it. When Papa Abraham went to the hospital with Mama Sarah, and told the doctor that he wanted to register. They wanted to register for an oncoming child. Then the doctor asked, for your grandchild or what? He said, no, it is me and her. Okay. I will call you back next time. Told Papa Abraham, I better go home because something is wrong here with you. Abraham believed God anyhow. God was going to bring this word to come to pass. So we find out that, after God called Abraham in chapter 12 to separate him, to come out of his father's house and from among his people, from among his kindred, and go to a land that he was going to show him. Don't forget that the prophet said, among all the people that came out of Kadia from Babylon, after the destruction of Babel, confusion, it was only Abraham that found favor, grace in the sight of God. Because our prophet said, before the foundation of the world, God foreknew that when he would call Abraham, Abraham did not respond. Abraham will respond. So he took his father along with him. The prophet said here, the first thing you know, paragraph 37, Abraham hadn't got to the place yet. Instead of going by himself, like God told him to do, separating himself, he took his old dad, his old man along, his dad. And that was trouble till the father was gone. Then here came Lot along, his nephew. And there started arguments. You see, God wants you to do what he says do. We don't bring our own mind to anything of God. Our thoughts, our ideas, our opinions. You must die to it. I must die to it. God help us. Don't hang on and say, now I will go down to the meeting. I will bring Susie. But our mother doesn't believe. That doesn't have nothing to do with it. Separate yourself from every unbelief. Then God will act in your stead. He will act for you. Then as they were going along, in chapter 13, the Bible made us to know that Abraham was very rich in cattle and other substance. Lot also had substance. And as they went along, the place could not contain them. And when we made us to know, there was a strife between the servants of Lot and the servants of Abraham. And the report came to Father Abraham. And Abraham called Lot. Listen, we are brethren. I've heard all that is going on. Look east. Look west. Look north. Look south. Prophet said, Abraham, acting as a Christian would do, showed that God's spirit was in Abraham. He gave Lot his own choice. God bless you, my brother.
Amen.
Abraham was the one that God called. Abraham was the one that God gave promise to. Abraham was the one that, you know, God made covenant with. And Abraham be the, even the, he was the senior brother of the father of Lot. So Lot was a small boy to Father Abraham.
Yes.
The woman is telling you and me here. Abraham act like a Christian would do. What Abraham supposed to? Not that Abraham didn't know that the land, I mean, that other side of Sodom was fertile. Water flowing, grass, so that can give the cattle, the rams, the goats, the camels, all that Abraham had. He was choosing that side. But he Father Abraham gave his own choice to Lot. That is the way a Christian spirit does. It always goes the extra mile. Or give the coat. Now, okay, we'll repeat it again. Look his request. Let there be no quarrel. We are brethren. So Abraham did that. Now Lot saw Sodom, 40 please. 40, paragraph 40. Now Lot saw Sodom in all his good of his goodness. But he didn't see his children burning down there. He never saw his wife standing out there in the plain as a pillar of salt. He didn't see those things.
Nobody
said he was just a man of the world. And when he pushed his tent towards
Sodom,
I said the place was fertile. Just before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And when he preached his tent over Sodom, gradually, he was moving. Gradually. And then he entered into
Sodom.
And then he became part of them. Sorry to break in this. Something is coming to my heart. I don't want to forget. Now, Emmanuel Ezemuze. Wherever you are this afternoon, I want to tell you that your class is the adolescent class there. When you come, don't just come and stand, you know, at the corridor there. When you come down from the car, go to the adolescent class. God help you. I know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he didn't see those things. And the Bible made us to know that Lot's wife was so sociable. He went and joined different societies and admonish us and warn us. It is good to be sociable if you want to be sociable. He said, but don't take the nature of the world. God help us. Praise the Lord. So, individual of us, we should look like Moses looked. By faith, when he saw the children of God, the people of
Israel,
He didn't look at them as slaves. But he looked at them as God's promised people. So we should always look by faith. We should look beyond the things of this world that are temporal. God help us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. I'm just jumping because of a time. So Lot went down to Sodom. And when he was there, he became a mayor. And the time came, trouble came into Sodom. Praise God. The prophet said, as soon as Lot separated himself from Abraham and went towards
Sodom,
then God came to Father Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
God came to him.
Olorun to wa.
Listen. I'm in paragraph 42. When Abraham fulfilled everything that God promised him that he would do for to him, that would do him. Thank you. When Abraham had fulfilled everything, complete separation, then God came down to him. When you separate all yourself from the task that God don't want you to have, then God will come to you. God said, rise up, Abraham. Look east, look west, look north, look south. It is all yours. I give it all to you. The mixture is already there. We know that. Notice, look everywhere. It is all yours. Get up. Walk down through it all. Don't just sit there. Get up and walk through the land. See how you like it. Baba said, you know, is the trouble like with people today who call themselves Christians. Somebody said, you know, if I own anything, I will want to see what I got. I'm nosy. If somebody gave me a house, I will look at every inch of it. I want to see what it looks like. Climb up. That is the way it is when I become a Christian. I want to see what I'm heir to.
Amen.
Oh my, find a whole storehouse full of promises. It doesn't go put your name on a church book and do the best you can. You are heir. Hallelujah. Look through the storehouse. What's a great big arcade? You are baptized into it. It is yours. You heard it. I will go around and look at this counter and see what I got there, and go over here, see what I got over here. Anything that looks a little bit too high, I get a step ladder and climb up to it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If I see anything that looks a little out of my reach, like divine healing or something, I will get on Jacob's ladder and just keep climbing till I got up there. Up here it is. I want to see what it is all about. Jacob's ladder. Pray and pray through. You are heir to it. Heir of salvation. Heir of divine healing. Heir of every redemptive blessing Jesus died for. Including joy. Including peace. including satisfaction,
ati itelorun,
protection,
abu,
anything you want to talk that Jesus present the blessing that Jesus purchased for us. You are the heir to it, for you are Abraham's seed. You are heir of the whole thing. Amen. You may, okay. Let's move on now. Then we find that how that trouble set in down in Sodom. 5 kings against you. They came against Sodom. And they took Lot. They took his wife. They took all that he had. And the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And they left. And the news came to Father Abraham.
Abraham
had it.
Abraham God.
Now Abraham played the part of a Christian again. Of Christ going out after the fallen brother to bring him back. Christ went out after the fallen brother to bring him back. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Robert is telling us here, immediately after, then he just gathered his servants over the night. According to the leadership of God. There is another place. According to the direction of God. He put rotten knives into their hands. Rotten knives or no rotten knives. Abraham must possess the gates of his enemies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he went overnight and conquered those people and slaughtered those 5 kings and brought back Lot and his wife and children and all the goods and the women. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then the next thing, when he was coming back, after being a conqueror, then Melchizedek met him. Amen.
Amen.
King of Salem,
Oba Salem,
King of Peace,
Oba Lafia,
without father,
si baba,
without mother,
si ya,
without beginning of days,
si
or ending of days.
Si
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He met him,
Opa de re,
and he gave him bread and wine.
O si funi wine ati akara.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
So that is the first thing we are going to take.
Eyi ni o akoko ta o gba.
After this life battle is over.
Leyin ti ogun aye yi ba dopin.
Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
It's a promise.
O je
to the seed of Abraham.
Leri fun iru omo Abrahamu.
As Melchizedek.
Gege bi Messi Sedeki.
Met with Abraham.
O se pade Abrahamu.
And broke bread with him.
O
and even blessed Abraham. Bless the Abraham. Possessor. I mean, how did he put it? Sorry. Blessed be Abraham. Oh. Sorry, please. You are with me. Chapter 14. Let me see. I'm coming. Okay, verse 19.
Yes,
and blessed be him. And he blessed him, sorry.
Said,
blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. Possessor of heaven and earth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The one that revealed himself unto him. The one that called him by a supernatural call. When he fulfilled the promise of God, when he fulfilled the word of God, then he went after his brother and brought him back home. Melchizedek appeared to him. And bless him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And gave us serving wine, communion, wine and bread. I'm just trying to jump something here. Prophet spoke about tithe. That Abraham paid to Melchizedek was allotted to Levi.
Amen. Idamewa ti a fi fun awon Levi.
For the Bible says,
but Bibeli wi pe
Levi who received tithes, paid tithes, for he was yet in the loins of Abraham when he met Melchizedek.
Well, Levi to gba idamewa, ohun na san idamewa nigba to wa ni ile omo Abraham,
which was his great great grandfather.
To je baba nla re.
And Robert said something here.
Say,
listen here. That is what, okay, he was talking. He said he was going to preach on the sermon, sowing to the wind and reaping the wild wind.
Sowing
to the wind. Yes, my brother, God bless you. Say, way back a long time ago, the old flapper of long ago, I won't be young, the way they dress in those days. Her daughter today is a chorus girl. Her daughter today, the old woman of those days that was a flapper. Yes, it's a chorus girl. What is her daughter going to be? See what you do. Bear something upon your generation to follow you. Sin has dust to three, four generations, and righteousness does too. So God allotted this tithe to Levi. Then the prophet says something down here.
Say,
live right. It will do something to your children to follow you. On, keep living right. Doing right. Separating yourself from the things of the world. And live godly in this present world for Jesus, for Christ Jesus. Then now, God wanted to confirm the oath. He wanted to confirm it now. Because Abraham was getting old. In chapter 15 of
Genesis.
Father Abraham told God, you promised me. I don't have any child. And I'm going old. Eliezer. This of Damascus.
Damascus.
Is my heir.
Oni ajogun mi.
God told him.
Olorun so fun.
Eliezer.
Eliaseri.
He's not going to be your heir.
Ki o je ajogun re.
The one that will come from your own loins.
Omo ti o jade lati nu re
wa. The one that is going to be your heir.
Oni yo je ajogun re o.
Then God told him to take a heifer.
Olorun wa ni ko mu agboro malu kan.
3 years old.
To je omo to olodun meta.
A ram. 3 years old, a goat, 3 years old, and then a tortoise, a pigeon, and a tortoise dove. So if you notice, Abraham, well, you are not following me. 49. So if you notice, Abraham made the sacrifice, is ready. And cut them in half. And lay them up against each other. But the turtle dove and the young pigeon, he did not separate. Oh, if I had time to go into that, on that divine healing,
well,
he didn't cut those that is the best. He didn't cut them. But however, when he laid them together, Abraham watched them and kept the best off of the sacrifice until the sun was going down. Now, how he's confirming this oath? God's God now. Notice, just as the sun was going down, a great horror fell over Abraham. Death that is due to all men. Then after that, come a smoking furnace, every man due to go to hell. But after that, come a little white light and pass between this
advice.
Do you get it? What is speaking of Christ, you see? Now notice, here in America, in every nation, they have their way of making covenant, oath among themselves. He said, when the Americans, he said, the way they do it is this. They will go to a restaurant, they will eat, they will drink, then they will shake hands. That is the covenant or the oath is sealed.
That is so you could be.
He said in Japan,
they
throw salt at one another.
Throw
salt at me, I throw salt at you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, but in the Orient, in Abraham's time, so what they did is this, they will kill an animal. Then they will stand between the animal. Then they will take a piece of paper, write an agreement on it. Then they will tear it in a certain way. Don't say, I give you one, I take one. Are you following me? God bless you. Say, that is how it is. He said, what does that mean? He said, okay, I'm in 50 old place. Okay, thank you, my brother. And they took this piece of paper and took their oath and tore it apart, gave one to a party, and the other party taking the other, and took an oath that let their body, the people now, the two people now that made an oath, let these dead beasts, if they break this covenant, let their body be like this dead animal. Listen to this. And then when they come together, both those pieces of paper have to dovetail one against the other one. Because you cannot duplicate it in any way. It has to be the same. Do you see what happened? Look, God took Christ to Calvary and he tore him apart. Tore the soul away from the body of Christ. He raised up the body and took that part of the covenant and set the body on the right hand of God and set the Holy Spirit back to the church. That is on the day of Pentecost. So the church, we have to be filled with the same Spirit that was in Christ at the resurrection, is God to dovetail one against the other. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is it? Abraham's seed. Glory. Oh, I feel religious. See, you could join church. You could do anything you want to. But the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead has got to be in you. Amen.
Amen.
He took him apart. With God the Holy Ghost, he has got the body. Someday, if you join together, you will be one. Hallelujah. That day, you will know that I'm in God, God in me, and me in you, and you in
me.
You get it? Confirm it with a note by him.
Said
that is what he will do. Hallelujah. How can you get in? How can you have faith? No wonder lots of people in the world today don't believe in divine healing. They never received that covenant. When God gives you the covenant, he gives you the Spirit. The thing that was in Abraham comes in you. The same faith that Abraham had comes to the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And takes his, oh my. You believe it just like Abraham does. You won't argue it in your mind. You won't deny it. No matter the storms of life. No matter what people make jest of you or laugh at you.
You
have not yet received the promise. Oh my. You will stand as Father Abraham stood. Because people are saying, Father Abraham, how many children have you got? Like I said on Wednesday, if Noah did not meet God face to face, it was enough to discourage Noah. Building the ark for 120 years. You think it's an easy thing? But he had, the Bible said, he was moved by faith. Noah was moved with fear. And he went ahead and built the ark. Realizing that without that ark, his house would not be saved. And people will come to him. Father Abraham, my grandfather has told me that you have been building this house before he was born. Look at you. Where is the rain? If Abraham did not meet God personally, face to face, what they say, by revelation, you have been discouraged. But that is the way it is with you and me today. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will have the same faith Abraham had. He chose you by faith. God chooses you by faith. And take the spirit that was in Christ and put in you. And as I said last night, maybe a spoonful. Yes. Christ is the fullness of God. Bodily. Individual of us, you just have a portion. He said it's just like you go to the ocean and you take just a spoonful. All the elements that is in the Atlantic Ocean is in that one spoon. That is how a Christian is. A believer, a son of God or daughter of God that has been filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, God help us. As I said last, okay, but it is the same kind of chemicals that is in the entire body. You are part of it because you are sons of God, daughters of God, born of the Spirit. Then that same Holy Spirit makes you call anything contrary to God's word as though it was not. There you are. That is the covenant he made with him there. Glory to God. Amen. He's still the same God today.
He
doesn't change. After this, then we go to chapter 17.
I'll see Ori Keta Dini Ogun.
Then we close. And the Bible says in chapter 17, and God appeared to Abraham as the Almighty God. Amen. He appeared to him in the name of God Almighty. Great God Almighty. I like that name. Almighty. If he's Almighty God, he can do all things. He can do the impossible.
He's
the God of all impossibility. And if he cannot do all things, then he's not Almighty God. I like that. I believe this should stir faith in every one of us. He can do all things. He can heal all manner of sicknesses. I stand on that. He can heal all manner of diseases. No matter what infirmity is in the system of your body, is the Almighty God.
And
he even said, I am the Lord that healed all your diseases. Yoruba said, Emi ni Jehovah ti n gbogbo aisan yin.
Jehovah. I'm the Jehovah.
Oh my. It's wonderful.
O je iyanu.
Then come to Isaiah. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And what Isaiah the prophet said, by
stripes
we are healed.
But
our papa,
wa,
Peter,
Peteru,
papa apostle,
apostle,
he said, by whose stripes
ye
were. I believe what the prophet said. Put your name in there.
One of your rukore sibe.
By his stripes,
and
your daily babalawo was healed.
Ni ati muse so motosho laada.
Yes.
Amen.
We should not be suffering.
A gburo majiya.
In the midst of plenty.
Ah, ka ma lala se ninu opo.
It is not the will of God.
Ise fi Olorun.
For some people to be carrying sickness.
Ki a ma gbe aisan kiri.
And disease and infirmity.
Ati ailera.
In our body.
Ni agu ara wa.
And there some people should be enjoying good health.
Nigba to ye ka won ma ka ma gbadun ailera
pipe. This is not the will of God.
Ise fi Olorun.
God was God, it is the will of God and desire of God and love of God for you and me to enjoy good health. 24 hours in a day. 7 days in a month. 4 weeks in a 7 days in a week, Father. 4 weeks in a month and 12 months in a year. If you believe it, it is possible.
Amen.
It's possible.
O she she.
Don't think I'm not. It's possible.
O she she.
He is the Almighty God.
Olorun lo wi be. Oni Olorun Eledumare.
He's the Almighty God.
Oni Olorun Eledumare.
Do all things.
O le seun gbogbo.
That is why.
Dini yi.
Our prophet said.
Oli wa wi pe.
There is no incurable disease.
Pe ko si aisan ti ko ti Olorun le wo san.
So we are speaking about Abraham's seed.
A so nipa iru Abrahamu.
Just like he called Father Abraham supernaturally. So he called you, you see. Supernaturally. Just as he put that faith in
Abraham.
That could make Abraham to stand gallant firm. For 25 years. Before that child of promise could come. The same faith is deposited in you. Glory.
Hallelujah.
And the one from Elohim. Here, being God. Actually, the name was El Shaddai. I may not pronounce that word just right. El Shaddai. Now, here is God like Elohim. Shad is a breast, like a woman.
Shaddai
is plural. Two breasts, the breasted one. Then he is the breasted goat. What a consolation to a man now 100 years old holding on to a promise for a baby through his wife at 90 years old. I'm the breasted one. God, I'm the strength giver to my people who has got my promise. I've got a breast for them to nurse their strength from. You are 100 years old. Sarah is 90. But I'm the breasted one. I'm the great strength giver. Prophet said, that's all it takes. The Lord is my strength, my life.
Mm-hmm.
This is how he said.
The
Lord is the strength of my life.
Luwa ni okun aye mi. Okun emi mi.
May God help us.
Olorun wa lowo.
That's why the Bible made us to know. Old age is nothing to God. Amen.
Amen.
He's the ancient of days.
Old
age means nothing to him.
Don't
forget that whatever you are passing through, Jesus paid it all for you and me on
Calvary.
Oh yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, Brother Abraham.
The
doctor told me I had cancer, was going to die, but I am the blessed one. I am Elohim. I'm El Shaddai. Oh, Abraham, you are a little old, drawn up, shriveled up, looking fellow. 100 years old, stoop over, long whiskers and long ears, stoop back, and little old Sarah, just about big as your fist, big as your fist. Yeah, but I am the breasted God. How is he breasted? How is he breasted one? He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes, we were healed. Every believer of Abraham is still the breasted one. If you need salvation, he has got what it takes to give you salvation. He has got two breasts here, the New and Old Testament. You just lean right against and begin to
nurse.
Like little Jubilee. Is the latest baby here.
Only baby, only a more water cage. Me, Lariwa.
May this thing not pass overhead.
Color magic king can you record your reward?
You just lean and right against it.
Wash out, lay on
and begin to nurse.
Kosimafa.
Well, I've been an awful sinner. Just keep nursing. Just take the word of it to your heart. Take the word of it to your heart. God so loved the world. God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son.
And
whosoever believes in him should not die, but have everlasting life. For God, it's not the will of God for any man to perish. God doesn't want you and me to perish in our sin, but that every one of us should come unto him. And Jesus said, all that the Father has given to me will come to me, and if you come to me, I will cast you out. And you cannot come to me except my Father draw you. So the blessed El Shaddai said, when you come, when you hear the gospel, something is registering your heart. There is a pull. God pulling it unto himself. It is grace. Why not accept it? Jesus, he stood in yourself. He stood in myself. Instead of you and me to die and go to hell, Jesus became sin for you. So I became sin for you. That is what the Bible says. He knew no sin. That you, that me, through his death, we might become the very righteousness of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me give you this again. God gave Jesus up for your sin, for my sin, and he raised him up on Easter morning for our justification. That when you realize yourself now, instead of you, to die and go to hell and be eternally separated from God, oh, Jesus paid the penalty of your sin on the cross of Calvary. And he said, it is finished. That is the second sin question in your life.
The
thing is, believe. It will be well with you.
Yóò sì dára fún ọ.
He doesn't take kobo.
Kò gba kobo
lọ́wọ́. Salvation is free.
Ọ̀fẹ́ ni ìgbàlà.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He will change your life.
Yóò yẹ ayé rẹ padà.
He will change your life.
Yóò yẹ ayé rẹ padà.
He has done it for people here.
Ó ti ṣe fún àwọn
ènìyàn. He can do it for you too.
Ó lè ṣe fún ìwọ náà.
Just come.
Ìwọ ṣá wá.
Nurse yourself.
Gba
as a sinner.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just keep nursing.
Ìwọ ṣá máa fa okun
yìí. Watch how your eyes begin to clear up.
Kíyèsí bí ojú rẹ ó ṣe máa là.
You get away from that. From that allergy you've had.
Ó kúrò nínú ìmọ̀lára búburú tó ní yẹn.
Spiritual allergy.
Ìmọ̀lára búburú ti ẹ̀mí.
That enemy condition.
Ìsí mú kó ṣàìsàn nínú
ẹ̀mí. Your blood is all gone.
Gbogbo ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ kúrò.
Just nurse from God's strength.
Ṣá máa gba okun láti ọyàn
Ọlọ́run. Draw from his promise.
Ó gbà láti inú ìlérí rẹ̀.
I'm the Lord that healed all thy diseases.
Èmi ni Ọlọ́run tó gbogbo àìsàn rẹ sàn.
That forgives all of thy iniquity.
Ó dárí gbogbo àìṣedédé rẹ jì ọ́.
The breasted one.
Ọlọ́run ọlọ́yàn méjì.
Another thing.
Ohun mìíràn.
Just like a baby.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ ọwọ́.
When it is sick.
Nígbà tó bá ṣàìsàn.
I'm fretting.
Tí ó ń gbọ̀n.
And all upset.
Ti gbogbo rẹ̀ dàrú.
And disturbed.
Tó sì ń pariwo tó ń sọkún.
If the mother will take that. Will take that little baby.
Tí ìyá ọmọ ọwọ́ yìí ó bá gbé ọmọ náà.
And put upon her bosom.
Ó sì gbé sí òkè aya rẹ̀.
And just pat it a little.
Tó sì fọwọ́ gbá tó tẹ̀ mọ́ra tó fọwọ́.
It is not yet well.
Ara rẹ̀ ò tí ì yá o.
But as soon as he gets a hold of the mother's breast.
Mọ kété tó bá gbá ọmú ìyá rẹ̀ mú.
And takes that milk from the mother.
Tó sì mú wàrà yìí láti.
He begins to satisfy to be satisfied.
Ọmú ìyá rẹ̀ yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀
sí máa ní ìtẹ́ lọ́rùn. Glory,
glory, glory.
Mother, she understands what you are saying.
Yama, loye,
even if you are not yet a mother, you have seen mothers putting their baby on their breast. They are satisfied. They are satisfied. So come and receive your satisfaction. Satisfaction is not in worldly things.
No.
Look, worldly things will lead to eternal destiny. Destruction. Social life. You will come to your end. Then when you come to Christ, he gives you eternal life. Only one person has eternal life. That is God. But when you now receive him as your Lord and your Savior into your heart, oh goodness me. I want to repeat. Nobody was ever born a Christian. Nobody was ever born a Christian. Samuel said,
David,
a man after God's own heart, he backslided. He went and committed adultery with another man's wife.
Oh,
but when the grace of God came to him, through prophet Nathan, you are the one. You are the one that did that thing. Oh, then he wrote the sandwich.
Have
mercy upon me, O God.
I want
to thy loving kindness.
I
want to thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Unto thee and thee alone have I sinned. And done this evil in thy sight. I was born in iniquity. And in sin. Did my. Yes, sir. And in sin. Did my mother conceive me? All of us here. We are born in sin. By the relationship of your papa. And your mama. That is why you need another bath. Which Jesus Christ told Nicodemus. Except you are born again by the Spirit of the living God, you can never see or enter into the kingdom of God. And to see, listen, you only look. with your eyes, that you only see which is understanding with your heart. You only listen with your ear, but you hear, understand with your heart the kingdom of God. What you are hearing here is the word of the kingdom. May God help you. Let that go to somebody. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will not know why I'm speaking like this. May God help us.
Hallelujah.
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 So come on, us. Your sinful life.
From
God.
The
great El Shaddai.
Amen.
Amen. So the baby begins to draw. Then he's satisfied.
You are neat alone.
And when they, okay? Alright? And when the child of God, here it is. Get it.
Only you. Bao.
Paragraph 56b now. When a child of God begins to break that dark mist of unbelief. And guess a hold of God's promise. We are talking about God's promise.
It's not man's promise. Man can promise you and fail you.
But when God promises,
he's
a covenant keeping God. God is not a failure. God is not a disappointment. God will go to any length.
Listen,
God said, he was going to have a glorious church. Denominations are not, it's not the glorious church. They are far away from God. The glorious church was born on the day of
Pentecost.
He called them his bride. He called them his elect. He called them his chosen ones. Like he chose Father Abraham. He called out
once.
Yes, you are called out of the world. You are separated from the world. And the things of the world. Unto Christ. This assembly here cannot give eternal life.
But
when you come in the midst of God's people and hear the true gospel, that water baptism is through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not in the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. When you hear the word of God, that you must truly repent of your sin and be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. Correct, genuine repentance. Then you are baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for the remission of your sin. Because that is what Jesus told his apostles. He said, repentance and water baptism should be preached in my name from Jerusalem. And that's exactly what happened on the day of Pentecost. Because they were already justified, he now filled them with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
Pentecost
is not an organization. Pentecost is an experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your soul. Glory be to Jesus. That is what Jesus did for you and me. On the cross of Calvary. Oh yes, we move on. He begins to draw from it. Okay? Yeah, that a child of God, that is, that, you know, when you come out from the dark, that means of unbelief, and gets a hold of God's promise and begins to draw from it. Draw from it. It shows up about his sickness. It begins to draw from it. It is satisfied. They don't say, well, my hand is no different. It doesn't look at the hand anymore. Hallelujah. Why? It is looking at where its strength is coming
from.
Glory. Where? From the Eshadaya. The
world.
God help you. My strength coming from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah means praise our God. He's worthy of all our praise. He's the blessed one. Lean upon, lean up against him. And begin to draw. Get the first big mouthful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How much vitamins that has got in it?
Man,
then again, I'm the Lord that healed thee. Oh my. I pray that the Holy Ghost will minister to brother Muyiwa at home. He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we were healed. I'm a child of
Abraham.
I've got just as much right to that breast as Abraham did. Because God says so. It is mine. I. Now, what is a breast? It is a promise. God made the promise. It is yours. It belongs to you. It is to every child of
Abraham.
Every son or daughter has a right to the same promise. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, what if the mother gave the baby the breast? And the baby refused to take it. The baby will die. That's all. Then how can you hear the word of God if you don't take it to your heart?
You
will die. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. No church can say. No denomination can say. No good words can say. But when you are saved, good words follow you. It is Jesus. No church shed blood for you. It is Jesus that shed his blood for you and me. That's why he said, it is finished. When he gave up the ghost that day.
Glory.
When he said it is finished, it means sin question is settled for once and for all. He carried away our sins. He himself bore our sicknesses and carried them away. Oh,
he's
our sin bearer. Glory be to Jesus. Abraham's seed. And the baby doesn't. The time he takes his first mouthful, he doesn't become a big fat heady baby. But it is laying there drawing and satisfied while it is drawing. First thing, the warm milk gets into the little stomach. And his little bright eyes begin to roll around. Mommy, have you noticed your baby before? Hey, what is mama?
Hey, mama.
Hey, notice omo yin ni.
Hey, ki
esi omo yin ni. Ngba ti gbe mi yan somu.
Oju
a change. Oju re o yi pada. Looking at you, you are looking at it. May God give us understanding. Mommy, pass it. Yeah. She knows he is coming along just fine. You just take God one time like that. You children of
Abraham,
say, Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe you sent him to the earth. He was wounded for our transgression. With his stripes we are healed.
I'm
not right against that promise right now. I believe right now that I swallow the first big mouthful. I feel it warm as it goes down into my heart. I believe I feel better already. Do you? Sure. Oh my. The little toes begin to wiggle. The little toes. Don't you wrong? Begin to wiggle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Little hands begin to move. Like the fellow we gave testimony on Friday, on Wednesday. Oh God, help me. That is revelation. Amen.
Amen.
He took the God said it off from Brother Abraham. That is what the angel told me. And the boy was telling the mother, I saw others receive their sight. I saw the lame walk.
Then,
this one is for me too. It's real. So I'm healed. I'm healed. So suddenly, he was there on the chair. He just jumped down. No more anything like this. They stayed there for hours. No more shaking. Took him to the doctor. Doctor said, there's nothing wrong with
you.
Took him to the Baptist pastor. The Baptist pastor testified. A notable thing has been done. Just like John Ryan. He took God at his word. And he was testifying. God help us. Praise the Lord. Something has taken place. Something is taking place. Why? You are not seeing from the breasted goal that your father Abraham
nursed
for. Oh God, have mercy. Believe in with all your heart. Let's
bow our
heads. Oh God, have mercy. Believe in with all your heart. He's the unchangeable God. Have that simple childlike faith. The baby trusted the mother's breast. No other woman can carry it. And be satisfied. But because he or she was part of the mother. Something must take place. Because you are part of God. Because I'm part of God. When we can simply take God at his word.
There's
something special to take place. Let's speak to our God. You are not bringing reproach to Christ. As long as you are testifying. Like the woman with the ulcer. Like this man we spoke of on Wednesday. He was bringing reproach, he was bringing it to them, to the neighbors. To the mother, to the relations. They thought he was being reproached. The husband of the woman with the ulcer. So your sickness is still there. Listen, let me tell you. This man has never seen me before. He didn't know me. He said, "Thus said the Lord." No matter what, I will keep testifying. Let me stop here. Let's meditate on that, brothers and sisters. Share my brother. Share my sister. It is where Jesus paid it all for you and me. On the cross of Calvary. Abraham's seed. Shalom, sir. Bless you.
Let's commit ourselves to God.
Eje ka fi ara wa le Olorun lowo o.
We have heard God's word.
Ati gbo oro Olorun.
The word of God is the will of God.
Oro Olorun na ni ife Olorun.
That is the will that was written for us and is being read to our hearers.
Eyi ni ati ko fun wa ta si ka si eti wa bakan na.
When a rich man die.
Nigba ti Olorun ku.
They trust it. They will get his will.
I want trust you.
And they will call the family. Those who are beneficiaries of the will. It will be read to them. Then from there everybody will know what belongs to him. The word of God is the will of God. That is what is being read when preaching goes on. Then anyone that have his name in the will will take note of what is written that you can have. But if your name is not in the will, you don't have an entitlement there. You are not recognized as member of that family. So no entitlement. The word of God that we have heard is his will. Read to our ears. And it is meant for only God's children. The seed of Abraham. And whatever has been read, as many as have their name, then you can take possession of your own portion. Did you have a part of the will read this afternoon? Was your name included in the will that has been read? Is there anything that is declared there that is going to be yours? Do you have the faith and the courage to accept it as yours? Or you say it is too small, you don't want. Or it is too big, it cannot be your own. What's your attitude about it? As you bring the service to a close, the Bible said, to him that believeth, all things are possible. Is there anything that your heart possesses in the course of the preaching as your own entitlement? You can declare that to God. As you lift your hand to him while we offer a word of prayer. If you don't have any insight, there's no problem. But if there is a part of it that your name is written on, this is the time to claim it. Gracious Eternal Father, we thank you very much for the opportunity to sit down and to listen to your word, which is your will, being read to us. Dear Father, physical things, your prophet said, tie spiritual. Lord, truly, dear Father, the things you have given unto us, they are the things that your word is telling us about. And you have been told, we have been told that you are a breasted God. Lord, representing the Old and the New Testament, and also represent the forgiveness of our sins and the healing of our bodies. Gracious Eternal Father, most of all that we have need in this earthly journey, they are included in these two covenants, the Old and the New. Our Father and our God, we place ourselves in your hand as your children. In this journey, it's a journey we have never been before. Every day is new unto us. Every day we face fresh situations. Every day we face new challenges. But Lord, inside of your will, you have covered the entire journey. And Lord, it is for us, O God, to, with faith and revelation, lay a hold of what you have promised for each day, the strength for each day, the protection for each day, the blessing for each day, the healing for each day. Lord, the victory for every day is to reach out and take it from the way that you have, Lord, kept there for us and is being read to us on a daily basis. Dear Father, we claim what belongs to us this afternoon or evening. We pray, dear Father, that your faith will quicken this in our hearts. As we go forth from here, may it be our possession.
Amen.
Lord, the enemy's duty is trying to say it is not so. It is your own business to assure our heart that it is so.
Yes.
And Lord, we have to believe one or the other. Either we believe the enemy or we believe you. But Lord, the enemy does not have a reputation, but you have that reputation that you cannot lie. Dear Father, increase our faith.
Amen.
Take away doubt from us.
Amen.
Take away unbelief from us.
Amen.
We pray that this word, the Holy Spirit will warm them in our hearts.
Amen.
That it will become our meditation.
Amen.
As the word said, that we should let the word of God dwell richly in our heart. Let it be, dear Father, that when we reach any junction and the enemy is offering us anything, we pray that your spirit will bring your word to our heart.
Amen.
Lord, I may be able to take our stand.
Amen.
Upon, Lord, the things you have already given unto Amen. Us. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
May there be testimonies of these blessings you are giving to us this afternoon, so evening.
Amen.
Lord, that truly, truly, you will confirm it unto us. Thank you, Eternal Father. We pray you will bless your servant we have used and lift up the honor of his ministry. Renew his strength, dear Father. The journey that is embarking on this week, may your grace go with him. May you strengthen him. May you make use of him as a great channel of blessing. Lord, in all the places he will reach, may your presence go with him.
Amen.
So by the time we come back, may you come back with abundance of testimonies.
Amen.
Once again, we commit the pastor to your hand. Lord, tomorrow we'll be going to Abuja to come to Ibadan on Tuesday. May you be with him.
Amen.
May you grant him safe trip and grant him safe flight, oh God. By the time we return back, may we have recourse to rejoice and praise your name. Thank you, Eternal Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We are grateful unto you for all the blessings of the day, right from the Sunday school to this last service. We are happy. We know, God of heaven and earth, that this is not for us. Lord, enough strength for the journey. Enough grace to face the future. When we meditate on this and we give you praises and thanksgiving for them, Lord, we are expecting great and mighty testimonies. Let it be, dear Father. May none of us be robbed of these blessings by the enemy, Father. May no situation take us back to where we were before. From this level, may we aspire higher, O God. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for bringing your servant back from Bagatari. Thank you for blessing your children in that place. We are grateful, we are thankful unto you. We bless your name for everywhere the garden of the saints today were and Lord, the great things you did in their midst. Thank you, eternal Father.
Thank you, Lord.
While you prepare your people for the rapture, may none of us be left behind.
Amen.
Lord, while we are still here, may you care for us, O God.
Amen.
Give us good and perfect health.
Amen.
Once again, we remember our brother, Ramuiwa, into your hand. We pray that you will strengthen him.
Amen.
That you will perfect his health,
Amen.
Lord, and restore him perfectly to what his body was before.
Amen.
Let it be, eternal Father.
Amen.
Those caring for him, may you bless them also.
Amen.
Blessed be your wonderful name. A sister that has a burial of the mother-in-law ahead of her, the journey, oh God, may you take it over yourself.
Amen.
May the journey be safe and smooth.
Amen.
May the occasion be a success. We ask for good weather, oh God, on the days of the ceremony. Thank you, eternal Father.
Amen.
By the time they come back, may they have every cause to give thanksgiving unto
Amen.
You. Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for all things, Master.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. We are grateful unto the Lord for his blessings in the services of the day. We trust that they'll be permanent in our lives. Our next gathering is Wednesday, God willing. Until then, Miss Banner over us.
Kia Shia Olorun.
Be love.
Lori wako jaife.
Shaura.
Ejeka didi lesewa.
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Moruko Jesu pelu re.
Child of sorrow and of woe.
Anuje.
Name of Jesus.